If she is ever going to be in your life as a romantic, committed, exclusive sexual partner, right? Either as your wife or your second wife or as an ex-wife, it's going to be when she sees the kind of man you've become. I can't tell you how many guys do this work when they focus on themselves without bitterness, anger, or resentment. How many times a woman will stop them in the hallway and say, "I don't know what you're up to." It's either going to sound like, "I don't know what you're up to, but I like it." "I don't know what you're up to, but it's working for me." Or, "I don't know what you're up to and it smells fishy. I don't know what you're up to, but I don't buy it." But what happens is that a woman starts noticing you're up to something. The most important thing is that she sees you're up to something that has nothing to do with her, that has no expectation, no intention, persuasion, or influence, or manipulation. And that becomes very, very curious to a woman. You become very attractive, but at the same time, she becomes slightly threatened by the fact that your new level of energetic detachment and self-approval is both attractive and also a little unnerving. And sometimes they'll say, "If you could do this now in the flip of a switch, why the fuck couldn't you have done that 10 years ago?" Or whatever. And then you'll go, "Yeah, good point, Cupcake. Yeah, I don't know." It's because only in our 40s and 50s do we sometimes get the motivation to want to change for ourselves instead of somebody else. So what I just said is affirming everything you already know. You're on the right track, but you have to detach from measuring any success you're having. We'll talk about that later. Your success is not measured by what she says or does toward you, or even though the marriage surviving. It's a matter of you aligning with your integrity and believing that you're in the right place in your process. She may come up and say, "I don't know what you're up to, but I like it. It pisses me off that you couldn't have done this before." And that's a hard thing to hear, but it's kind of cool to hear it too.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Part of my response to this is the same as the previous question, which is just if anybody is going to be reattracted back to the relationship, it is because you are kind of in love with yourself again. And I don't mean that in an arrogant way, although sometimes arrogance is attractive, but it's more in just, you know what? I'm enthusiastic for my life again. I'm getting up in the
I
morning and
like
I
that.
see stuff
Enthusiastic
that I
kind of way.
want to do, you know, and I can see enjoyment in my future again. And I'm looking forward, you know, I'm not just kind of stuck. And it's that optimism and curiosity and enthusiasm and the kind of approaching life with a little skip in your step again and liking who you are again, you know, and having a positive outlook on your life, no matter what is happening around you, but on your life and knowing that you're gonna have some enjoyable experiences. It's that is the thing that reattracts somebody if the reattraction is going to happen. And the problem is, you know, there are so many sites and books and everything else that will tell you things like where, you know, women are attracted to mystery and things they don't know, you know, and what does that really mean? Well, for me, that means he's happy, but everything's going to shit. How is he happy? You know, it's where's this guy come from? You know, 2 weeks ago, everything was crap and it was all my fault and, you know, whatever else. And now he's looking forward to stuff and he's organizing going out and doing stuff for himself. And that's the mystery that actually is interesting to somebody else. But as Steve says, you can't do it with, well, I'm going to be mysterious. I'm going to do things with, you know, with always looking back over my shoulder to see, has she noticed yet? Because when you do it like that, she knows. She knows you're doing it for some kind of effect. And she's never gonna
That's not attractive. That's very unattractive. That's the boyish energy we talk about. Looking over your shoulder to see if people notice who you are or how you're being is a very boyish type of insecure thing that we all learn to do as nice guys.